Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from District Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DMX. Shad and I are chatting with Garrett Ainsworth, the president and CEO of District Metals. Now, Garrett, we're following up on a news release that came out just a couple days ago, actually, June 28th on Monday. Now, these are four more holes from the drill program, the 22-hole drill program at the Tom Tebow property located in south central Sweden. Now, these four holes, I understand, were drilled below the open pits, historic mining where copper was pulled out of this Tom Tebow mine. Garrett, summarize some of these results for us. What did these four holes tell you about some of the potential below these historic mines?
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be back on with you as well, Corey and Chad. So we were in the Gordsgruven zone, which is the southwest part of the historic Tom Tebow mine, going underneath the historic pits where they extracted copper. They never assayed for gold or any of the other metals. But essentially, this is the feeder zone for the system at Tom Tebow. And, you know, we've actually been able to locate several feeder zones with very good grades of copper and gold. So what are the four holes that we report on? I mean, the two best highlights are hole 13 had 8.6 meters of 3.6% copper equivalent. And that was right underneath the pit. And then that hole continued on and hit a number of other stacked copper lenses that are open at depth. So very exciting for us to come back and follow up on that. And then hole 16 was drilled just a little bit to the south of hole 13. And we had a very wide intercept of about 17.2 meters at 1.4% copper equivalent. And that was actually even drilled right around the 200 meter exploration drift level. So that is completely wide open ground, and there's no indications of that lens at shallower depths. So again, it looks like we're into something new there. So coming back and drilling underneath that is going to be very exciting. And we'll have results actually from this phase one going underneath that hole. But the key thing here is, it shows a really robust and long lasting feeder zone, which is a crucial component to these large polymetallic deposits in the Bergslagen.
Yeah, it's interesting that you have started getting some of these other co-credits in there, like the gold and the silver and the lead and zinc. What do you think that means to the overall picture, since they didn't assay for those other minerals, other elements before, and what could that mean to the mineralogy and the metallurgy as you create concentrates or look towards mining this polymetallic nature of the deposit down the road?
Yeah, that's a good question, Chad. It really is all the metals, in these deposits that provide the value. And it really is an NSR play in that sense. You've got your copper gold rich zones, metallurgy down at, say, Zinkgruvan was in excess of 90% or 89-90%. So, it's quite good on that front. And then as you get away from the feeder zones to where we've been drilling at Steffenberg and Oscarsgruven up in the north, that's where you get your more distal silver, zinc, lead mineralization, quite high grades that we've already released with holes 1, 2 and 3. And, the metallurgy on that, you obviously have to have a different circuit within your mill, but the overall recoveries at Garpenberg, for instance, are about 85% for those three metals. So, the metallurgy is very much figured out. And because the Bergslagen has undergone a higher level of metamorphism, it's actually made it so you get better recovery, larger sulfide crystals, and it actually takes away some of the deleterious metals that are very mobile, like arsenic, mercury, selenium and those type of metals. So it's all in all, it's the ideal situation from a metallurgical standpoint, and you just have to suit your mill to handle different feed types.
So that was going to be my next question, is the deleterious elements, you know, how does that play in? So it sounds like it helps in that sense from the smelter, so there'd be less smelter penalties. But do you foresee yourself being able to produce two different kinds of concentrates then? Maybe a copper gold concentrate, but also a silver lead or a zinc silver concentrate down the road? So you'd have multiple concentrates coming out of the deposit?
That you've nailed it. Yeah, there's actually three concentrates that come out of Garpenberg. So you've got your copper gold, you've got your lead and silver, and then the zinc is on its own. And there are five smelters in the Nordic region. And so there's probably a reason why there's that many smelters, because they have to handle, you know, the different concentrates that are coming from the polymetallic mines in the Bergslagen and also up north in the Skellefteå district of Sweden.
So, Garrett, one other question regarding a comment that you made there about this deeper drilling. It sounds like you think that you've hit that feeder zone. We hear a lot about these feeder zones and how they can carry higher grade and how they can change mining operations with the higher grade at depth. What's the attack strategy then to see just how big this feeder zone is and what the potential could be down here?
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, stepping out systematically from our current drill targets. We've also got some very good guidance because we finished as many holes as we could with downhole electromagnetic surveys, and it picks up conductive bodies. The copper mineralization is very conductive. Chalcopyrite is the sulfide mineral, so you can model it out, and that helps give good justification for drilling at depth. So yeah, it works very well in that sense.
Okay, now as I mentioned, these were four holes out of this 22-hole program. The company had already released holes 1 through 3, so there's still the majority of holes to be released. When can investors expect some of these results, and where are these results going to come from?
Yes, yeah, so holes 13, 16 leapfrogged holes 4 through 12. Just because it was a smaller batch, I would expect, the 9 holes being holes 4 to 12 out in the next couple of weeks or so. And then, you know, we've completed the spring drilling at Tom Thibault, and we drilled 22 holes. There's just over 5,600 meters. So then we'll have another batch coming out probably in a month or 6 weeks or so. And that'll be covering holes 17 through 22. Those holes were drilled in, some of them were in Gordsgruven and also at Rodsberggruven, which again, is more feeder zone style type mineralization at Tom Thibault.
Well, as you await these two other batches of drill results to come in, I would imagine before you can get too aggressive on your targeting with the phase two drilling, you really need to have those assays come back. What are you hoping to find, or what's the thesis you're testing, and what are you hoping comes back from these next two batches of assays?
I mean, it's great to have, flashy intercepts like I've just mentioned with good copper and gold and other metals. But one of the key, ways we're going about doing this, and it's a recent development in the Bergslagen, is you do whole rock geochemistry, whereby certain select samples get shipped to the lab, and it tells you all the elements and metals that are in the rock. And by doing that, you're able to figure out exactly the different units based on their chemistry. And that's so important in this environment to know where you're at in the system, and this is what it does. And I mean, we're very fortunate to have Rodney Allen and Hein Rath, and that's what these guys do very, very well. So when we get all those back, then we'll be able to pick the horizons that are the most prospective and match it up to, you know, the flashy assay results that we've got with high copper numbers or other metals. And that, in conjunction also with the downhole electromagnetic surveys, really, you know, has us going at it at multiple different angles. And then we're also using the geophysics that we've done on the surface, being the gravity and the mag and the conductive surveys. So it all kind of comes together to really help us pick, and prioritize our best targets for the next drill program.
Okay, and that's already what the company's talking about. It was in that news release saying that phase two program planning is underway. Timeline on when you think we could get some more information on that, or any more information you can give us on that potential phase two program?
Definitely. Yeah. So we've already started the permitting process. So we're way early on that, but we've selected the areas that we want to potentially have the drill set up on. It's looking like a September, October start for phase two. And, I would think a minimum 5,000 meters of drilling hasn't been approved by the board yet, but, that's what, you know, we'll be working towards as we see the targets kind of develop and get prioritized, closer to the start date for phase two drilling.
Okay. So get just quickly summarize then for all the listeners and everyone following this story, what's the news flow going to look like as we progress through, let's say, the rest of summer?
Yeah, so we will have two more batches of drill assay results coming out. One of those batches will be, you know, fairly soon, within 2 weeks. Another batch, you know, 4 to 6 weeks out. We'll also have some news on the downhole electromagnetic survey, which I mentioned is so important to picking up, off-hole conductors that could be from copper mineralization or other sulfides of interest as well. So we're going to continue down that track, and as we develop our targets and prioritize them, we'll be putting news out on them as well.
Okay. Well, Garrett, I appreciate the update here. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of District Metals. We will follow up as more news hits the market, and especially on the back of some more of those drill results. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. Garrett, I appreciate the time. Thank you for the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good one.